Blog Talk Radio.
Is there anybody out?
I swear I feel so all alone. Back down on my knees again, hoping you can keep me strong. I gave up. I drunk too many Miller Lite, and I can feel the reaper near. So please forgive me for my sins. I ingested another man, sorry for the pain that I've caused. I know you understand. These demons are driving me insane. Got me going mad, probably ought to blow out my brain. Cause I'm hurt bad, and I fight. Another sweet plan, all the other things. Probably got me using more drugs along with the other things. I'm slowly fading into my thoughts. Drifting in and out of space, and I don't believe I'm waking up with the alcohol in the gym room. Drifting into another world with the sunshine shining. I think I'm feeling Earl. Mama, can you look at me? This ain't what I used to be. Tomorrow, I'll be somebody else. Cause I ain't been me, and I can't seem to shake these rocks. I put that nail in everything. The more I try to think of me out, it's like the more I change. But my childhood was fucked up. Raised around a single mom. Hope my daddy didn't give a fuck. She ain't let him do his job. Separated family. And I don't know my next of kin. These days, these fucked up ways. Who the fuck is this? My daddy had three other kids. But I ain't never seen him. So ain't no sense in coming around now. You ain't been here before. Sad when I ain't feeling nothing. My whole life been a fucking maze. And when I learned to try to locate my siblings, they were gone away. Lost inside their other things. Fuck me then, fuck me now. Quick to tell me, show you some love. Nigga, show you how. Ain't no love I'm feeling here. I ain't never known you smile. Mama, did you really love me? Was I just a child? Then, outside, I knew you seen it in my face. I wasn't really happy here, but I was forced to lead the way. Counting on the stairway, dripped off the top.
Bro, what's wrong now? Welcome to another Mindful of the South, Dre. You listening to your boy Dre hosting on here. And you know, this is Good Friday, so we're going to have a nice old time on here tonight and see what we can come up with. You know, today I ain't want to have nothing to talk about. All I got now was last minute lock in. So, y'all want to come on in with some last minute lock in or give out the. You have actually reported about who y'all think gonna do what this weekend at the race. But it ain't no more talking. All the talking been said, no. We done talked for 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 months. And now it's time to just get home, man. We can't do no more miles enough. I mean, you know, so we probably ain't gonna be on here for about 1 hour, 2 hours, maybe 2 hours. If I go on, depending on if I get some participation or not. I'm going to cut it out because, hell, everybody mainly had to track anyhow. So, I mean, I just did this today because, you know, we got some travelers. You know, we may still have people that ain't going to be able to get out there until tomorrow. But, hey, it is what it is, you know. So, we not going to take up all of the night with this shit. We're going to do what we do, but we're not going to take up all night with this goddamn radio station. So, with that being said, what you think on what it's going to look like out there tomorrow at Denton Raceway?
At Denton? What's going on out there?
Man, they got that Rumble in the Jungle, man.
Oh, that Rumble in the Jungle. That's going to be a good race, man. I wish I could be there, but... got a lot of shit going on over here, man. I can't make it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's for a whole lot of us, you know. A lot of us got stuff we got going on where we ain't gonna be able to make it to a race. But, you know, hey, that's just the nature of the game and the business. But like you
yes,
said,
sir.
I believe it's gonna be a good one. And, they know we probably, maybe 95 or 6, the girls will be there. And, you know, but it's about a 50-50 chance of me being there. You know, the girls will be there and the rest of the team will be there, but it's 50-50 I'll be there. 50% saying I'm going, 50% saying I ain't.
Well, but if you don't go, don't worry about it. Make sure you're all right. That's all that matters.
We're going to be all right. Yeah, I just hope they got to have fun and don't have no accidents and, you know, serious injury, none of that kind of good old stuff. You know, we race, we bicker, we fight and all this, you know, but you don't want to see nobody hurt themselves. So, you know. Well, anyway, to my fans that's on there listening, man, I appreciate y'all coming on here and listening to us chime in tonight on this little old deal. We ain't got no topic. Like I say, the topic tonight, goddamn last minute login. Or how I talk lot. That's it. It ain't much to talk about now, you know. As y'all as fans, y'all should be able to hit that one button and give me some insight on what y'all think gonna occur out there tomorrow at Denton Raceway. You know? That's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on to hear somebody else's opinion, not just mine. I want to hear everybody's opinion, not just Dre's. I want to hear the fans. I want to hear it all. You know, let's see what we can, you know, optimistically come up with about tomorrow. I know deep down in my heart, whoever that golden black ass car, y'all know what I'm talking about, that good car. Wherever that motherfucker run, you already know which way I'm going. It ain't no secret in that. Whoever that goddamn good run, y'all already know which way Drake gonna go. So it's no secretive in that game, and it's y'all give me 1 second. I need to get another individual on here, but give me 1 second so I can see if I can get a hold to the brother. Because I know he'll feel like opening it up. Now, Slick, you on the show, man. We on the show live. We on the air now. God damn it, you had me. What the number was? You didn't call, so I guess I had to go get your ass.
What's going on with it?
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. I'm trying to see what's going on, what's going to be happening this weekend, shit. We got the topic of night and shit. All that call that. We ain't got no major topic. We trying to see what's going on.
Well,
you were sending your picks for tomorrow and you know, shed some light on a few of your picks for tomorrow and you know.
Well, I mean, it is what it is. I think the name of it is supposed to be Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah, we're rumbling, right?
Say again?
They go rumble. We rumbling.
Oh, yeah. And so, hey, man, hey, since we going to the jungle, shit, we going in with all anticipation and rumbling, baby. Shake up some trees. Well, hey, man, really, we going there to shake some trees and let somebody else rake them damn leaves. Just that simple.
Yeah, well, y'all got two y'all boys be trying to go out and battle with. How you think y'all going to come out on them two y'all facing Casey with?
Well, to be honest with you, we hope to come out victoriously. You know, I don't know anybody go into a race looking to lose. So I'd have to say, with all honesty and with great anticipation, you know, hey man, we looking forward to it. Shit, you know, we ain't going
in no race looking to lose, but hell, you know, sometimes you know a man is a little bit stronger than he. You know, hey.
Well, yeah, and that's true. But you asked me to, you know, my opinion as to how I think it's going to turn out.
Hey,
so the fact of the matter is, hey, I'm going with that nightmare, man. I'm going with that nightmare.
That's obvious. So, you know, here you are, nightmare. You part of the crew.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Obviously, you think, you know, I mean, you would be a damn fool to be with one team but still be with another team. See, that's not, that's called unloyalty.
Well, as I have said so many times, and I will continue to say, anytime Nightmare going down that track, nobody need to ask me, am I going to bet? Just ask me how much I'm going to bet.
Oh, okay. Well, how much are you willing to bet on that race tomorrow?
Whatever.
Whoa. You said that very quick.
Yes, I did. Yeah, whatever.
Well, y'all got it. They say he bet whatever. Anybody want to make a bet tomorrow against Nightmare, go see Slick.
Amen.
He's the brother of the cockpit of the car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me some more insights on some of these other cars that's going to be going about. What's the thing about old Kenny Duke and old D&D? Hey, Slick.
What's up, yeah?
Did, hey, DMX. DMX.
I know these brothers been on here. They probably just all of a sudden clicked over on me. No.
Like I say, sir, I believe... Hey, DMX.
What up? What up?
Hey, man, what you think about something crazy that's going to be taking place tomorrow? What about the D&D and the Duke boys?
D&D.
Oh, you like D&D?
Yeah. Anybody want to bet on that?
Well, you got a couple people want to bet.
I bet them a little something. I don't want to bet no lot of money. I bet him a little some PayPal ready.
Mm-mm.
What y'all think about Tony Bives and motherfucking Big Country?
Well, now I'm gonna say Tony Bives on that one, now, man. You know.
All right, I'm gonna say $25.
You say $25, me and you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Let me do that.
Lock in, $25.
There you
go. All right, like that. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. When you're not proven, mm-hmm. It's very hard for a man to come out with a new song.
Hey, man, don't worry about being proven. We're going to prove something tonight.
Yeah? Okay. Well, you got
to gonna prove something
tonight. We $25, man.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
I love it.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We can bet another 25 on whoever the grudge run. You know I'm going with that gold motherfucker. Now, what you say about that?
Who the grudge running? I don't know who he running.
Yeah, we don't even know who he running.
Oh, well, shit, we can't bet. We know who everybody else running.
Mm. Who is Tony Wright locked in with? Tony Wright's supposed to be locked in with someone.
I don't know. He was talking about it yesterday. I don't know who he locked in with. I can't even tell you.
I know he locked in with him with Hitler. I know he locked in with him with that smaller car, radio.
Yeah, he locked in with radio something.
Yeah, I remember radio fucked us up out there in Hallsbury 1 year.
Don't worry about it. Nightmare gonna fuck y'all up, too.
Nightmare gonna fuck who up?
Grudge.
Nah, we ain't gonna fuck with Nightmare. One thing about it, I know we don't have enough to be messing with us, so we not gonna even intervene with those guys just yet. But there's plenty more cars gonna be on the premises, and you know,
We're not going to go to a race and not get no, not go grab a man. We're gonna grab a motherfucker. You know? And who say all races always gotta be head up? See, that's where this game is fucked up. Everybody that race on head up. Everything got to be head up. Sometimes you gotta go out that damn gamble.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta make the race right. You just can't stay head up.
There you go. I wish I had some goddamn mobile tips on here tonight. You gotta make the race right. You don't always have to make it heads up. Hell, everybody whoop a motherfucker head up. That's like a bicycle right goddamn pullmore. Heads up. The goddamn bicycle pullmore gonna beat the fuck out of it. But now you get that bicycle 5,000 feet, and I mean, not 5,000 feet, what the fuck am I saying? You see that bicycle 640 feet, and he ain't got but 15 feet to ride, he might say to run that or get the bicycle 655 feet, and he ain't got but 5 feet, he ought to make it go more. Yeah, some of this stuff is about doing what you call good math, man. No, I can't be something. And I seriously really want to run him. And I tell him, hey, man, you know, I can't run your head up. I can't beat your head up. But I think the one and one, you know, backfire in the clear, just to make the race fair and just to do something for the fans to see. Well, you know, should that individual take that race? Or, you know, or the other guy that really ain't trying to race? Just run
no,
here.
They don't be trying to race, man.
Yeah, you got these motherfuckers, all they gonna head up. You know, I've always, you know, when I got broke into the race game, back in 1984, I was 5 years old, watching guys, you know, giving back ties and moves and, you know, all that good stuff. 30-some years later, well, here it is now. Motherfucker is scared to watch motherfuckers and all that shit. I mean, is it called the technology and got better, or is it called motherfuckers just don't want to ask more? Or, I mean, talk to me, what's going on with shit, eh?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of shit that's stopping people from doing shit, man. That ass whooping is one.
Yeah. Well, I remember people used to take ass whooping back in the day and back that next week.
And be right back at it.
Yeah, go right back at it. Nowadays, you don't have like that whole one thing. Let me get this hand. Okay. That is that small. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, that's what I was tripping on, though.
Yes,
218, who we got?
Oh, this is it, man.
This is who?
Big.
Hey, man, you just damn phone and your hands up. Yeah, well, what you talking about that there, though? Everybody, huh?
It fell off. Go ahead. What you
say, man?
I say, what you think about that old topic? Everybody wanna, you know, everybody wanna race, but you know, some people scared to give up spots. Now everybody think all the racing got to be held up when you don't have to be that way.
Well, in my opinion, everybody wants to win.
You know, you got the better car than another man, okay? And you put that man, and you hot about, oh man, I want to try you head up. Well, that's right there. That's gonna probably stop a race. That ain't gonna help you get a race. That's gonna help you not get a damn race if you know goddamn well your car is stronger than his, and you know, he got the lesser car. You know damn well it ain't gonna be a fair race that you gonna run the man head the fuck up. So, what do you think about some of that right there, Slick?
Well, hey man, in my opinion,
get that radio, bro. We ain't at the club right now. We are on Gray's Mouth of the South Talk Show, but we ain't in the club right now. Get in the club, you do that all night long. But come on with what you're saying, man.
No, that wasn't me with no radio, man. I don't know who that is, man.
Hey, DMX, cut that shit out, man. Hey, I ain't with two mics.
Hey, man, you don't tell me what to do. I'm a grown-ass man.
Hey, buddy. I'm going to ask you one more time. Respect my damn show.
Hey, Dre, cut it out. Don't get to talking tough, motherfucker.
Okay, well, let me
go on mute.
Shut up, man. Hey, Dre, cut it out, man. I'm on mute.
All right.
Go ahead,
Slick. Well, what you saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's somewhat of a twofold question, so to speak.
Well, you talking low, but talk about what we can hear.
I say it's somewhat of a twofold question, but I understand. I'm feeling what you're saying. You're right. You know, any two cars can race. If a man knows that another car is a little bit more than he is, and he go to ask the man for something. If he asks for the back tire, and the man grant him the back tire, then let that be it. That's what you ask for. But don't get to the race after you agree to the back tire, and then you talking about you want the 1-1, or you want the back tire at a hit. Now we got some damn problem, because I've given you what you asked for, and then you come and started asking for more. That's one thing that stops a race. And then another thing that stops a race, man, I, in my opinion, and, you know, you got so many people, man, coming up with all these different crazy stipulations. It's crazy, man. I mean, it really is crazy. I know everyone tried to do what they can to so that the race would be to their advantage. You know, I get that. But at the end of the day, you're supposed to be about racing, and if you're doing some gambling, trying to win you some money, okay? And then you got a lot of people that really pretend like they want to run, but really have no intentions in running, you know? That's why they come up with all kind of shit that they know that the other fella is definitely not going to go for. They really had no intention in running, man. They just want to be out there and just sound good and just want their name out there, but they have no intentions of really running. You see what I'm saying? Because any two cars that really want to run, they're going to meet somewhere down the middle, man. Okay, this is what you asking for. This is what he's willing to give. Well, so on and so on. Well, okay, if we really want to run one another, we're going to meet down the middle. Both of us going to compromise. Both of us going to be willing to give up something if we really, really, truly want to run. That's my opinion with that play.
All right. That's all good. Well, let me throw you under the bus, you know. Okay, it was a little old conversation come off a little bit earlier today between, me and Big Boss, okay? And I'm talking about 901, Witt, and Mark, and all those fellas. Okay. Those guys, you know, how about that, they got the lesser car than us and all that. So, we cherish to him. We say, I tell you what, if you come off the trailer, I'll give y'all the back tie. We do it tonight. I'll give y'all the back tie. Oh, man, I ain't taking this and that, you know. Just start being the infamous fool, okay? So now my thing about that is you got so many motherfuckers on here that ain't really trying to race. You know what I'm saying? You're not that much you're not that much far off, but you really still ain't trying to race if a man offered to give you a spot.
Right,
You know? Case in point, Slick, like y'all, okay. The girls ain't got no business running Nightmare Head up. Never in life. Don't have enough. And not even, you know, y'all know damn well y'all faster than us. But now, if we ask y'all to let us shake away and y'all say no, well, what's the next move to try to compromise and meet in the middle?
Well, the next move would simply be this, and that's a good case in point. Now, the next move would be if Nightmare is not willing to let you shake, all right, as you just used for an example, but you want to run Nightmare, but Nightmare not willing to let you shake, okay, the next move would be go to your next man, because here's what the deal is, and I say this without reservation, because if you ask it for the shake, you know that's going to work for you. You automatically know if that's what you're asking for, you know that's going to work to your advantage, okay. Hey,
Hold up. Now, that's not necessarily the case that is going to work to my advantage.
Okay? No. We don't never know what the outcome is going to be. Hold on.
What I'm going to show you, man. Hold on. Okay, we're going to talk one at a time. I'm going to show you real quick. Saying that that's to my advantage. It's ain't no advantages in that. Cause hell, you can let us shake away and we blow the goddamn tires off, y'all go right past us once we leave. You know what I'm saying? Or we, you know, leave and goddamn have problems, you know? So you can't never say that all racing is always guaranteed to, you know,
what I'm saying is the spot to. What I'm saying is this, Dre. If you ask for the break, if you ask to let y'all get out of there, two chances of one, you feel confident that you can win if we let you get out. Now, we don't never know what's going to happen once the race starts getting down the track. That's absolutely correct. Tires can break, a whole lot of things. But in negotiating the race, when you ask for the break, you ask it for the break because you're confident that if you get the break, it's your fuck Nightmare up. You're confident in that, okay? However, the flip side to the script, if the other man is not willing to give you the break, he may be confident that, hey, I cannot get this fella the break because if I let this fella break, I have no chance in winning. So now both parties is looking to negotiate, whereas both parties wants to have the advantage in winning because everybody want to win. I don't know nobody that goes out to a race looking or negotiate a race to lose. Everybody wants to win. So now that's where the problem come in. That's why I said earlier.
Hold on one second. See, let me get back to you. 832-9924, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on? It's Delicate.
What's happening, Alicat?
How gentlemen doing?
Oh, man, I'm getting in the Slick. Go ahead, what you saying, though, Slick?
We got
another guy on here that's going to chime in on that, but go ahead, Slick.
Okay, so therefore that becomes a problem. Again, as I say, I know no one negotiate a race.
It don't necessarily have to be a problem. If we say we want the hit and y'all say y'all not going to give us the hit, we can compromise something else. It's always other racing besides, you know, the hit and head up and, you know. Why not just say, okay, I'll tell you what we do. You know, we'll try. We'll do two races. We give y'all 1-1. Then we come back and we give y'all get away from us with the 1-1. We come back, we get y'all the back time. Okay. You know, it's always other things to do besides always want to go head up. the head up shit. Listen. I mean, that's good racing as well. And you know, normally, if a man just want to run head up, he's not particularly a racer. He's one way racing. That's what you call one way racing. Head up.
But let me say this.
Everybody got to pick it up.
But let me say this. Let me say this, if I may. Notice what you just got through saying. Give. Keep giving. You see what I'm saying? What about that man that's giving? What is he going to get in return? Notice what you said. First, give you the break, then come back, and then give you the back tie. Now, if you're going to meet somewhere down the middle, as you just got through saying, okay, if he give you the break, goddamn, and you get it, and you happen to get away, then goddamn, get his man something next time. I mean, try to run him head up. I mean, everything cannot be one way. Give. You understand? No. I don't know nobody in racing just gonna keep giving, and not expecting to win. You see what I'm saying? And then the next thing with this here, that's only one particular car. You know what I'm saying? If you came to go, hey, that's our car. Go get your man. Go somewhere else. Don't just hop on that one particular car.
Ain't no doubt. Hey, that's one thing about that gold goddamn car. You don't never see it stick by one person. It's going trying to get another motherfucker. It's going to grab something. It ain't going to just sit right here and hound and try to stick.
But now let me ask you a question.
It'll never get anybody. So that's why that goddamn government car, it stay on what you call the hunt.
Well, let me ask you a question, let me ask you a question, Dre, being the host. Now, I hear what you said on that. Any two car can race, just like you said. That's what you asked, two car. But what about a car? Any car. I'm not calling on any car out there that will not run or negate in running a car that is of the same magnitude. What do you call that? Is that race stop? Are they afraid to race? I mean, a car that sits almost identical like you. I mean, come on.
If it sits almost identical, that means that the man just don't want to go or something. You know what I'm saying? That's what that means. If the cars are identical and they sit the same, it shouldn't be no problem with them getting up there and never going. You know, but it's only one catch to that right there. There's no fucking car in the drag racing world that's identical to another one.
Well, I mean, come on, that was hypothetically speaking. I mean, we don't have to get.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just correcting you with it. There's no car in the world that's identical.
Okay. But there are some cars, there are many cars that
are in the same caliber or what you call, like we came up with this new saying, league, okay? This car ain't in my league or he out of my league. Like, okay, they got leagues that cars are in. That, hey, if a car's in that league with you, yeah, you're supposed to run them. But how do we know if cars are in the same league? Check this out. Take Nightmare, for instance. Never because Nightmare got big tires and balls on it, don't necessarily mean Nightmare's supposed to go out there and run, say, Baldy, or say, Motion, or DJ, because, yeah, they big tires and Willie ball car, but those are two different caliber cars. The girls ain't got no business coming out trying to run Nightmare. Why? Because Nightmare has way more than what the girls have, okay? So that right there is, you know, that's what I'm trying to show you about this. Everything got a shit to say.
Let me ask you this here. Would you think that'd be a fair race head up, the Grudge and Horace?
No. It'd be a fair race head up. No, it wouldn't.
Okay. That's just a question.
No way in hell.
Okay.
For the simple fact, Horace is way much lighter
and he's also on a bigger tire. So, and you know, and he has those sticks on.
I'm glad you mentioned Ty. Here's the next question. Because now in the game, you understand, it used to not be a problem. But now in the game, folks want to talk about, well, he got big ties with it, boy, or either he on 28 or he on 29. My question is this here. Do you run off of ties or do you run off of ET? Which one do you run off of?
Well, let's just say you run off the tires. So 29-inch tires and 315s are what you call the fastest tires it is right now. All right. So 28s and 26s, they'll probably come around later. But right now, 29s, 315s are the fastest tires there is.
So in essence, what you're saying, racing is not about ET anymore. It's about tires. Is that what you're alluding to?
It ain't out of pocket because you still got some that go out there and do what they want to do with their shit. So no, it ain't out of it. Racing ain't out of it. Ain't about a tire now. But I'm just saying, you know, the faster tires are the 29 and 315. You know, case in point, y'all, hold on. Now, did y'all run a car on 29 some years ago?
Who was it?
901?
Yeah, we did.
They was on I believe, 315s, I believe, and wasn't they victorious against y'all?
Thank you. That point well in case. Now, I have to applaud them because not one time did they ever come and say, well, hey, man, give us this or dollar big ties and Willie Ball. Now, I got to give Witt credit. You know, Witt don't be crying about no, you on big ties and Willie Ball. You know, if he believe in his shit, down on your ass, he going. If he lose, he just lose. But he's not going to come with all that old bullshit, big ties and Willie Balls and all that shit. Hell, next thing you know, hey, man, get up in the lane. What you want to do it for? And there it is. That's what race is supposed to be. I mean, hell, you know, you win some, you lose some. But all that old bullshit, you know, man, I mean, you know, but it is what it is.
Okay, what you think about that, Bo? Alley Cat. Hold on, somebody's hand just went up.
Oh, my goddamn mic. Ray, you don't run no goddamn ties. You run damn ET, man. What the hell you talking about? You making that man. You making that goddamn man goddamn go to sleep over there, man. Come on, Dre.
Oh, who is this, man? It sounds like running goddamn jugs, man.
You don't run no goddamn ties. What the hell you do? So y'all think y'all can't run Leaking Leon with the grud?
Hell no. Hell fuck
man,
no.
Come on, man.
Hey,
come on, Ma.
You ain't even. I don't want that trouble. I don't want that trouble at all.
Well, that's what's wrong with racing right there.
Well, I don't want the trouble. I know damn well I can't run it.
Man, come on, man. So you mean Timmy Dog going out there? So dog don't want no problem with you, but dog will run Leaking Leon, but y'all don't want to run Leaking Leon.
Dog run Leaking Leon because they buddy. They do that on friendship shit.
Oh, okay. So they been money on friendship shit. Or they just racing and being friends out there.
Hey, let me show you something. Hold on, let me show you something, Miles. Just hold up a minute, man. Dog them do shit for the shows and for, you know, dog just love to race. He'll go out there and do anything. He do crazy shit.
Well, that's the point
you
I'm making, Dre. You gonna race or you ain't gonna win them all. Quit trying to strip a raid. That man was right. You, if I'm giving you something, that is an advantage. If the disadvantage is that we not gonna run head up because I'm giving you something. You getting an advantage. You moving. Whether you get one and one, that's an advantage. It may not work out at the end of the day, the outcome of the race on your behalf, but damn, it is an advantage. He was right in what he said, Dre. You don't run no tires or whatever.
When you run somebody, you have to, you know, okay, we can't run head up, all right? That's obvious. Ain't no sense me even lying. We can't run them head up. So you're not giving me an advantage. Well, yeah, you are. You're giving a small advantage.
Now it's a small advantage, but it's still an advantage,
Dre. It's a small advantage. You're right. It is a little. It's a small advantage that you better be able to take a whole lot of advantage of if you really just want to win a race. I done seen motherfuckers go up there and give a car everything and drag race and go all the way around his ass. So, whatever car a motherfucker give you a spot, damn so don't necessarily mean you gonna win.
Right. But you getting an advantage. The advantage is you getting what you want. That's the advantage. If you can't run him head up and you getting what you want, that's the advantage. It may not work out good for you, but it's still an advantage. Look at back to your tie thing here. Tony got big tie Willa Ball. Who he running tonight? A small tie.
He riding tough. You're right. But now check this out. Like you just said, them goddamn 315 is the better tie, in my opinion. I'm gonna put it like this. 315s are better than big ass tires.
Whatever works for you is good. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna say that because you can drive better on a car would withstand a bigger tire better. So you can't say it may be a faster tire, but you know it depends on what makes you goddamn comfortable. Whatever makes you happy, you know.
Yeah, so then, you know, it's already been proven that a 315 is you know, faster than a 29 or a 275 or a 28 or a big time. They are faster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, Tom's taking a shot in the dog right now because he running a man. That car ain't been proven yet, and, you know, the car just now coming out. So he doing what he need to do. By jumping on the man. He doing that. But will it bite him in his ass? We'll see him by the hour.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But don't D&D want to
bite
from
only
you.
Only is it going to bite him, it's going to tear his whole asshole out.
Oh. what you talking about, Jimmy? Who you going with?
Tony Bynum. I'm going with motherfucker Armageddon. What are you talking about?
Oh, you told me you were going with Tony.
You a motherfucking liar.
No. I said I was going with Tony.
No,
right?
You said you was going with Tony.
That is. Okay, all right. I am going with Tony. I'm going to stick with him for the simple fact that one reason. Like you say, that car just coming out.
Yeah, he my man. Tony my man, but...
Hold on,
man,
Dre, but he got 20, he got 315s on, Dre.
Think again.
He got 315s on. You going with the fast
tire? Who got what he got on, Maul? Shut your ass up, Maul.
Who got 315s on?
No, I'm messing with Dre. I'm messing with Dre, man. With Dre, he said he likes Tony.
Yeah, I like Tony.
I ain't trying to do that.
He got no damn 315.
No, I ain't trying to call block, bro.
Okay.
Tommy got them guys.
Hey, Dre.
Big time. Hey, Witt, I see you on there. Put the goddamn one, but I got a phone.
Hey, Dre, I don't appreciate you hanging up last week either, Dre.
Say what?
I don't appreciate you goddamn hanging us up last week.
There's a whole lot of people don't appreciate a whole lot of shit. You just got to deal with it sometimes, man. I ain't want to take anybody whole five
yeah,
damn
but you,
shit.
Yeah, but you be trying to get your show. You can't be hanging motherfuckers up on your show, Dre. That's what I'm saying. If you're trying to get the show started, you can't be hanging up, Dre.
Hold on. I didn't hang nobody up. I hung the show up.
Right.
goddamn, I want to sit here and talk to y'all to death on a goddamn Friday when I know people want to go out and all that kind of stuff. Let me turn you people loose and let y'all go and enjoy the rest of y'all night. Hey, Wes.
Well, Dre, they know how to hang up the phone if they finna go out, Dre.
Well, I understand all that, too. And furthermore, hell, I have something to do, too. So I'm not finna sit here and wait on nobody to hang up. If I got things to do, I'm going to do what I got to do. Hey, we can get back on this show like we on this today. Hey, Wes. Where you at? Where did that one button? I see you out there in the bush.
Went racing, man. Ain't went racing?
No, he ain't doing that. No, she is. What they racing? The motherfucker didn't even bring the car down here that I wanted to get on ass. That's a damn shame. We and them talk shit for the whole month. They talk shit to us a whole month, and then while it's time to go racing, now the motherfucker leave the car at home. Uh-huh. That's what you do.
So y'all been in the Dre. You hit the track. You hit the track, Dre.
Huh? Hold on.
You hit the track.
Yeah, what do you
go
want,
ahead,
man?
Go ahead,
home,
man.
What do you want, man? I'm trying to get ready to roll. What do you want? What the fuck is
going on? Hey, y'all, from what I understood, payback not coming, huh?
It wasn't ready. We stand at the track last night. It's got something going on.
Okay,
and
so
bringing in, we can't race. You know how we do.
Well,
so like the race.
What y'all bringing? Just shouting? What
you
bringing? Shouting and let back?
Just shouting. That's all y'all need. And more than enough for you, pussy motherfuckers.
Oh, hold on for a minute. Hold on. I can, I believe we can make something happen between Shawty and the Grudge, too, though, right?
No, we ain't going to make nothing happen. Yeah, that's what y'all get it up.
No, I'm just saying, you know, hey, that's what we on here talking about now, but every race don't always
right
have
now,
to be
Right now, I got something in front of me already. I'll give it to y'all once I get the other boys. Ain't nothing to talk about right now. I'm off the trailer.
All right. Let me go and push you back. I'm going to mute your mic out there.
You ain't got to mute me or what, motherfucker. I know how to mute my own motherfucking mic. All
right. Well, I'm going to mute it for you, motherfucker. Hey, now, hey, Willie, y'all push your phone on mute then, Wish. Just come back in when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Alright. Yeah, that's old 901 Witt. They were scared they gonna get their ass handed to them by that grudge, so they left that motherfucker at home.
We want to get a motherfucking thing. I told you we had problems.
That was that bad ass golden black car from the great state of Houston, Texas. Better known as Fifth Ward, Texas. That's what it do to you.
Man, y'all ain't from no goddamn business. Y'all ain't from no goddamn Fifth Ward.
Who ain't?
Bushnell ain't from no goddamn Fifth Ward. You might be.
I ain't crazy, the motherfucker. Bushnell from the heart of Fifth Ward, you ignorant ass wit.
They say you wasn't nothing but a horse washer,
right.
Motherfucker, anyway.
That's why that motherfucker so gangster like it is, because a motherfucker like you scared of it. That's why the motherfucker stayed in the wall waiting on a bitch.
I told you. I give y'all that race. I give you and Grudge that race y'all want. All you got to do.
You want to do it tomorrow?
Dre got to ride that horse.
Oh, man.
Hey, we ain't got no room for that. I got my wife Toyota Tundra trailer. This is an extended cab truck. It ain't got no room for no horse trailer, man. It just got no room for the motherfucker. It ain't got no motherfucking room.
Yeah, it ain't got nothing. Breaking the clear, and I'm gonna get Dre 500 on top of that.
Hold on. To do what? You gonna give us a break and a clear or what? And then what you talking about? We keep going. I'll be listening, man.
On top of that,
I say if Dre get on that horse and ride that horse through the track with a helmet
on,
man,
I ain't fucking with no horse.
You ain't got no room to drag no horse trail up there, man.
I ain't got no room
to get y'all to
my horse. Hey, wait, my horse is wild. They busted. Like, ain't got time to be getting my ass, bro. But look here, man. We'll try that break.
You can do it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we'll try that, man. Yeah, we'll try that shit. We get right across with us, man.
Yeah, we can start
tomorrow.
Hey, hey, man, you shut up. You crazy to talk side motherfucker on the phone. Shut the fuck up, man.
Shut
your ass up, man.
It's
not your goddamn, I mean. Shut your funny sounding motherfucking ass up, man.
Hey, but now, if we give you any shit, and we will not own Shorty tomorrow. I bet you that.
We gonna fuck it up. Fuck around, fuck shouting motherfucking ass up, fucking with us.
Yes,
that motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker, we can block
it. No,
I don't need to get a goddamn thing.
No.
That's what I got, motherfucker. Medium block. Y'all don't need to do a motherfucking thing, but what I've been doing.
Motherfucker need to stay just like it is.
Like it is, man.
Hey, that's the thing. Y'all, a motherfucker ain't trying to keep up with nobody else.
Yeah, get that shit down.
Hey, Bushnell, shut your
mouth. What, man? Man, shut your funny sounding voice ass on the motherfucking phone ass up,
hey,
man. Shit.
Hey, man, I got.
How you get? You?
Blow your ass.
Look, man, look,
now,
you ain't. Look, all you gotta do is bet with him on that breaking clear. That's all you gotta do, bet with him, damn fool. That's all you gotta do, bet with him. That's all you gotta do. Wait, put the money up for him so he can come on and give me the breaking clear.
Tell me, give me the breaking clear,
you send the money.
Hey,
wait. Give him your money then.
That's it. Give him the best
tie.
That's it.
Hey,
fuck him.
If I had a wit head, I run wit head the fuck up. Damn fool.
Well,
damn fool.
Get
I don't have to go get a guy. I got what I got, motherfucker. Yeah, I didn't ask you for nothing. Did I ask you for something?
Right.
Did I call you and say, funny sounding motherfucker? You got something made for me? I need something from you.
Hey, listen. Hey, Brunel, I'm 901X, motherfucker.
What
I'm
good, man? Tell Whit the goddamn give me the button clear with your money. If you want a goddamn
I'm
on the road.
Whit to give you the back tie.
Oh,
We're going to give you one and one. I'm
going to
lock it in. One and one.
Stay out of some shit you ain't got no business in.
Hey, man, I told you I'm 901, motherfucker.
I won't give no damn if you're 801. Stay out of shit.
Yeah.
You got no business.
Shut up,
man.
Dre. Y'all got one and one tomorrow. That's it.
Okay, breaking the clip. We'll take it.
There it is.
Nah, y'all got the back to the clip.
Hey, we want all these motherfucking wolf chart ass. We'll run out of this motherfucking life.
Hey, well, take the one and one. Take the break. Take the back tie.
Hey, Whit, you still out here, Whit? Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
Whit ain't got to talk. I'm talking.
Hey, Whit,
I'm going to beat your ass, Whit.
Whit, Whit.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian King, we take the 1-on-1 with him off the trainer.
What y'all bring to the jungle, man?
Yes, Sean.
I'm bringing goddamn it a gangster.
You bringing what?
You bringing a fucking gangster, motherfucker. You're able to.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Man,
where that old motherfucking slow ass payday card? Y'all didn't get it fixed?
No.
Hey, y'all. That motherfucker's pay off.
We didn't get it fixed.
I'm gonna come over there and get on your motherfucking ass over there too. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna be over there.
Yeah, I hate we didn't get it fixed.
Don't worry about it.
Hey, Bushnell.
What?
I got one thing to say. Whatever we give you, you give it to my car. Whatever we give you, you give it to my car.
That's right, your ass up, man.
You motherfucker.
You know,
hey, DMX, hold up, DMX. Hold up, we'll run both of your motherfucking cars here to fuck up. The blue and the goddamn yellow.
Hey, we're
going to start with the yellow one first, though. We're going to start with the small block, the Nike stuff.
He ain't going to go nowhere but Detroit, Dre. He ain't going nowhere but Detroit.
Hey, Dre, give me the break in the clear.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
like,
what,
y'all acting from Wick. Give me the break in the clear.
Hey, you know what? You not Wick. Your shit slow. Wick shit fast. That's the thing.
Well,
that's why we asking him
for
that. Give me
that then.
Your shit slow. Hey, you know what?
Hey,
you know what? Your wife got the break if she drive. Your wife got the break if she
drive. No,
and it's that bad. No, nah, it's her car. Let your wife drive.
Nah,
let your
I'm driving, motherfucker.
No, nah, hell no. Nah. Let your wife drive. You just told me you bought the car for your wife, so let her drive it.
It's her car, but I'm the driver. Just like
she
driving.
Hold on. You just told me your wife drive her own car.
She used to.
Oh, okay.
I'm driving now, Drake.
What else out of town motherfuckers got coming over there?
Who else coming over there, man?
Up, Bushnell. Don't even talk no more today, Bushnell.
How this man should have called him, my goddamn.
Motherfucker.
What you talking about there? I ain't said nothing to this man. Man should have called him my goddamn name. I ain't said a goddamn thing in the whole time.
Hey, that's all nobody know who the fuck. I just seen some shit on DMX a minute ago. That motherfucker owed $1 million and something in child support. Say, boy, them loud.
Hey, but that's the fake DMX. Motherfucker, I take care of my kids. I don't owe the motherfucker.
Hey, you supposed to be the fake one because you using his motherfucking name.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm the original.
DMX,
I'm older than
you. Well, fuck you, though. Hey, man, let me tell you something about this bullshit y'all
talking
about.
Hey, Drake,
go ahead, man. Go ahead,
man. Even y'all gonna race with him?
Hey, is it cool?
Hey,
shut the fuck up, man. Is it cool off and getting up that wheel? Oh, I hear that shit you talking about, man. I'm trying to get a race report, motherfucker. You running your goddamn mouth. What they doing over there? Hey, I ain't there right now.
Hey, Bushnell.
What, man? I'm coming, though.
You better watch out.
Yeah, fuck you. Shut your goddamn ass up. Hey, can nobody give me a race report, man? You woman in the jungle, man. Goddamn, man.
Hold on, Bush. Let me get this mic. 214-5218.
And it's CLP, man. You keep acting up. This is Sleek, man. You keep hanging me up, man. Nightmare.
How the fuck did you hang up? You hung up.
Okay.
Anyway, what's
man,
on?
I don't know what he's doing, man.
What's on your mind, Sleek?
Oh, he should have hung up, Dre. That shit you were goddamn talking. He should have been hungry.
Where King at, man? King
on
his
goddamn conversation.
Nah, he
drank.
I thought
I told him, Kyle, leave. Yeah, I see all his ass. I'm like, hell yeah, man. I had to call OWK to get these goddamn lights sick, man. What the motherfucker did DMT stop my motherfucking ass not coming across there with them lights ain't on, man?
Yeah, you damn skipping.
Shit.
Hold on, I got another hand there for my brother. Oh, shit. 469-0591. Who we got?
You motherfucker, don't be talking about you got no hands. I'm doubling up my goddamn
phone. Who is? I said, can you fucking hear? Can you fucking hear?
Hey, light problem, dog.
Hey, hold on, boy. 469-0591, who we got?
Can you fucking hear, dude?
Hey, goddamn, Dre, stupid, man. He talking, Dre. He was telling you who it was.
Ricky. Yeah. Yeah, man, I had a motherfucking light problem, boy. Where you at? Still in Lake Home?
No, I'm going to
Lake
Home.
Where
you at? In my mom's house, too?
Oh, did you fix it?
Yeah, it's ready, though. It's ready.
Well, Chris. Yeah.
Man, I called him again. He asked his girl, said she don't know where he at. Chris know we got there. We're going to jump in this goddamn tandem and get down that motherfucking road. You know what we finna do?
Yeah, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to do us so good to goddamn get over there. By the time we get over there, shit. You know, we ain't going to be able to do that. It's going to be late.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we ready, though. You got to get our ass over there.
Y'all heard that motherfucker ready to punish a bitch.
Shut your ass up, Dre.
Hey, damn man, you gonna be the first son of a bitch we get on when we get to Detroit, though.
Man,
I promise you that.
Man, y'all get to Detroit, I guarantee you. I'ma lock you in.
Hey, when having to race up there, motor mouth?
25th to 26th.
Okay, 25th, 26th. I'm going to write that down right now. Wayne race in Milan, Michigan. 25th.
Milan, Michigan. Milan, motherfucker. Milan.
I don't give a damn it's in Michigan, motherfucker.
Get the name right. Don't give it no good name.
Hey, Rick, I thought you loved me, goddamn. You ain't answer the goddamn phone. I hit your motherfucker ass for a minute ago. I said, oh, well, shit, you know, I'll be goddamn taking forever.
Hey, man, you know, good goddamn well. I ain't going to leave that car, man.
Yeah, good shit, man.
Yeah. Say, Ricky, well, hey, other than that, Whitney them left their motherfucking car.
He just wanted to come out of Spring. We're going to come over there, though. He just wanted to get over there.
I'm going to spike his ass again, but shit, hey. Last time, he didn't want none of that shit.
Nah, he paid punk out last time.
I don't know what happened, but goddamn, Junior didn't get up there with us. Predator didn't get up there with us. We had him around another motherfucker 2 days later.
Yeah, had that man dead. I seen his video again today, Dre. That man was dead.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was dead, man. I'll call in front of him off the break.
Hey, that car, Dre. Hey.
You know what we need to do?
What that?
We need to see how many Houston cars are going to come and rum in the jungle.
See how many Houston cars? Well, you know one coming for sure.
Well, no, that's the only one I think going to show up.
That's all the ones right there.
Good motherfucker. I'm looking on here, man. There's plenty of goddamn numbers on here. Plenty of people on here from Houston. But hell, ain't nobody hit the one button trying to find a last minute lock in or nothing. Ain't nobody even found a lock in first. I'm like, man, this shit here is getting real ridiculous. We gotta carry the motherfucking Houston again.
Yeah, shit. We all motherfucking back, man.
We carry
the whole. Y'all ain't looking for nothing either. Y'all weak ass ain't looking for nothing either.
Man, fuck you. We ain't going sometime, damn fool. Shut your ass up.
Hey, Woodsdale. Fuck you,
Woodsdale.
Fuck
you, man.
Hey,
wrong with
you? You my dog, Woodsdale. You know, I'm
fucking
you every chance.
Yeah. Shit, man. Having a blast, man. Again, man.
Dre, big and Dre.
Look like
we're going.
Look like
we're
going.
Why it ain't a lot of motherfuckers out there, Dre? Big
and
Texas
there. Why
it ain't a lot of motherfuckers trying to log in with y'all?
Texas big motherfucker, man. Wee, man, Texas big. Y'all whoever said that shit. That motherfucker so big, it's 800 miles from here to goddamn El Paso. Down to 900 miles. Down to 1,000 miles across that motherfucker.
Fuck yeah. Fuck
yeah. Where all the grudge cars out there at Bushnell? If Texas is the king of grudge, goddamn
it,
where at?
Shit, I don't know. We know where we at, though.
That grill's a bad motherfucker. Hey, man, you know that grill's a bad motherfucker. That motherfucker known all over the world.
Hey, Dre, I believe one thing. It's a ugly motherfucker.
Yeah. Anyway, you my only son, motherfucker. So
hey, that bitch totally got a lot of those fast points on the damn fool. Dre, you know that nigga say?
Hey, watch that nigga.
Hey,
man.
Hey,
man.
Hey, look here. That bitch got a lot of go fast points on the DMA.
Man, that motherfucker got some shit on it that no other got.
Man, when I tell you this motherfucker got a lot of go fast points on it, shit me.
That's why they want to stick
this
shit.
I bet it ain't got no stop me shit on it. Dre, I bet
that's why they want to stick to your goddamn
dick. Dre, look at Dre. You know, you go to that swap me, get your head and a camshaft and a block, some rock on and all that.
That's why they
ain't got nothing on it.
Super fast-ass cars on it.
Yes, sir, man.
My mother
got some go-fast parts on it.
That
motherfucker
talk
about my motherfucking car.
Oh, they can talk about it. I bet your it's talk about it.
That ride high fucking drain will go down through there in them cliffs, man. It'll be looking pretty goddamn good, man. Coming to you on the side, burning in, everything. I said, ooh-wee, man.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
You know who asked I want to go across when I get down there?
Oh.
Who is?
Lil Blue.
They ain't gonna do nothing.
Well,
they hold up.
No, that's one of them D&D boys out there. They got a lot of races. They get through with that. They got some oil pressure, man. We're gonna do something. I think they said that.
I think y'all niggas gonna run, Dre. Y'all niggas gonna run. Them niggas
out
there, they gonna run. Y'all gonna run them
niggas
there.
Yeah. So that's a reporter out here, one of them D&D boys now. They say there's a race going on. I think I like Lil Blue. Yeah, if he ain't fuck with me too bad, I'll call him some shit.
I like Lil Blue.
Well, all you gotta do is lock the fuck in off my own shit.
Yeah, I like Lil Blue. They won't want one from y'all, Dre.
They got the back tie, and that's all. They ain't getting shit up.
Dre, that's what you said at the beginning of your show with your topic, Dre. You cutting in and out. Your shit cutting in and out. Shut the fuck up, you ain't saying shit, nigga.
Slick, disregard that, man.
Y'all talking to Slick. Just disregard Slick. Slick, just disregard him. Slick ain't hit no shit.
Yeah, nigga crazy, man.
Slick ain't hit no shit, man.
Hey, Slick, y'all got y'all one bridge, right? Say, look here, y'all don't want to do another call out on him?
Who y'all calling out tonight? All right.
That's D&D. That's
fine.
He don't want that motherfucking Camaro over there. Yeah, he don't want to fucking Camaro over there and shit. So we coming over there. We're going to see what the deal is. We get over there, man.
Yeah, we're going to see what's up.
We're going to do this good.
When we roll out the motherfucking trailer, we're going to be looking good than a motherfucker, then we're just going to be sitting there scouting and seeing what's happening. All kind of shit. So we'll get over there. We're going to be hustling. We'll get over there.
I guarantee you, when we unload this bitch out of the trailer
and blast down through there, we're going to be looking good and we're going to be scouting.
What you say, Drake?
Hey, Slick, since you ain't hitting no shit, you got a couple hundred dollars. You want to bet it out? I may take the trip the first time over there for about 200. Did I take the trip off the trailer? I'm going to take the trip.
No, you might.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to be running, motherfucker. We get over that, though. That's the damn show. We ain't got to work on no car. We ain't got to do none of that shit.
We don't want to fuck with that, Ma. That's way out of our league, man.
Y'all were locked in with him, though, when y'all locked in with him?
Yeah, we lost already. We doing something different right now.
We gotta wait till our new motor come out the shop.
We got one more. We got three motors right now. We got one more coming. And then we're locked in on Brownie.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We're locking in, but we can't lock them in right now. We got a third motor now.
Don't y'all sit alight, Dre?
Hold on, Dre. Let me finish fishing him up, then maybe he can give me my ass that dumbass question over there. We just told you, man, we got to do another motor swap. We're running O'Brien.
I'm asking because I don't know. Y'all don't sit alike.
Well, I just told you, we sit alike. We got another motor coming, and we're going to run Nino Brown. We get the fourth motor now. Yeah, we do sit alike.
That's all we're going to run. You know, they got a special right now. They selling all their shit.
Yeah, we get a chance to run him.
Yeah, we not looking to run him right now. You know, we doing us. We taking care of.
We got some shit right now to run a motherfucker with right now, though. We ain't got enough running right now. Is that grass right here, Dre? Anybody got that grass right here? It done cooled off down in Houston. I'm 300 miles away right now, but it done cooled down like a motherfucker.
Nah, I don't think nobody did shit yet. I think Tony and goddamn Wolfman caught it in the run.
Yeah. Some of the street shit.
Nah, Tony Bynes and Wolfman caught it. Big
Tony, what are they?
Who got away from over there? Bushnell, you want some of that? What are you talking about, man? Want some of what, man? Do you want some of that? Talk about it in an apartment? Yeah, not
Apocalypse,
Armageddon.
I take 200 Armageddon.
That's what I'm betting with.
Oh, well, we're going the same way then.
Now they said somebody just put a post up saying Justin Swan's going, y'all must not be looking good. Pay the whole lot.
What happened?
They ain't paying no whole out. They ain't paying no whole out.
Somebody just told Big Country that may not look good. They better pay the whole out.
Oh, the country ain't looking good?
That's what they said. They said the car ain't looking good.
Don't worry about it.
Great.
Yeah, they broke the motor. They broke the motor, so it's over with. That race ain't even gonna happen.
Who broke the motor?
Big Fox.
Hey, Drake. Ain't gonna happen, Drake, unless they put him at the motor. Hey, Drake.
Shit, them all got about 3-4 motors at home.
Hey, Drake.
Yeah.
What you like? Nightmare or Cornfield? Cornfield, whatever that motherfucker name.
Cornfield.
Like Cornfield?
Yeah, I like Cornfield, buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. What time y'all doing that tomorrow?
What time y'all doing that race, Mo? I mean, Slick.
I think it's 8 or 8:30. I'm not mistaken.
8 or
8:30? No, 9:30. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey, come on. Hey, they ran about 10. Shit, I know St. Madman said that shit would be late.
Oh,
it
is? Oh, okay.
I think so now.
Okay.
I think that's what he said today.
Okay. There it is. Yeah, we get a fresh motherfucker started in the morning, Rick. You know, since goddamn me going over that goddamn tonight, because goddamn by the time we get over there, it's fucking 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that shit gonna be drunk. Motherfucker gonna be putting that shit up.
Yeah. We'll get a motherfucker early to start in the morning and get across that bitch.
Bushnell.
Yeah. When you already here? Or when you leaving, baby? Nah, I'm leaving. I'm gonna leave in the morning, man. I had light problems, man. My wife got another truck, so her lights wasn't acting like my Chevrolet truck, so I had to kind of get it straightened out because the motherfucker wasn't acting right. So I had a little light issue, but I got it fixed, though. Everything good.
You gonna wait?
That's good. Okay. I mean, we can get across there tonight. We can don't matter to me. We can get across there tonight. Don't matter to me.
I thought we should leave now.
I said we can get across there tonight, Rick. It don't matter to me.
All right, I'm off the phone.
Yeah.
Who that, Rick?
This guy cut on the trailer and shit. Yeah, we can get across there.
Who that, little Rick?
All right. Hello?
Who that, little Rick?
Yeah, who it is?
Yeah, that's little Rick, man.
Say, Ricky.
What's up?
I ain't nothing missing.
Yeah.
See me at the track, baby. See me at the track. See me when we get to the track.
Who is this?
That's Nightmare, man. Slick.
Oh, man, he ain't going to do nothing but run up and down the track all night.
Hey, you know that part, I won't dispute because that's what I do. But that ain't all I do, and you know the business with that.
That's why we look like Antelope chasing behind that motherfucker. He gonna get that motherfucking car.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, you remember when we down there in Alabama? You remember that package you gave me?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm coming for it, all right?
Say what?
You remember that package you gave me?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm coming forward. Yeah. Take care of me now.
All right. I got you.
All right.
I got kinfolk. Big kinfolk.
Damn, man, we ain't get there. Wasn't no talking about race tonight. That is. It ain't gonna happen.
Why, whatever.
We broke the motor. Big Country man broke.
Oh, Big Country broke. God damn it.
Well, that's what happened when you want to try to keep up with the Jones instead of buying all that heavy ass high dollar bullshit.
See, Dre, you can't get mad at that. The people spend the money where they want to spend their money. Can't say that, Dre. People spend their money where they want to spend it, babe.
Hey, man, you're right. But when you try to keep up with the Joneses, that's what happened, man. You're spending more and more and more for nothing. Hey, man.
I don't know
look
about
here, man. You see it. Look at Andy Mack. Andy Mack does a goddamn took his big motor. He's sitting in the big motor and he going small block because it's more.
How you know that, Dre? How you know that? How you know he going to a small motor? What makes you think he's going to a small motor?
And the man said he putting a small block in the truck now.
Hey.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
Man, he posted it up. He finna put a small block in that truck.
Yeah, them folk can afford
Dre.
That shit.
Hey, Dre.
Yeah.
He should have rolled at Roy Hill. They still got that racing shit?
Roy Hill. Oh, you talking about where he teach him how to drive.
Yeah, he teach him how to drive.
Damn, come on.
That can't drive with that, man.
Hey, Dre, did you hear what Wentz said? He said, when you get out there, you got to go gangster, man. You got to go gangster.
Hey, when you get out there, you got to go gangster. Now, I'm interested to see what happened between Shawty and Nightmare. I that was supposed to be the race of the Rumble in the Jungle.
Who is it to say that it's not going to be, baby? Because guess what? Both cars are going to be on the goddamn premises. You see what I'm saying?
If they locked in, hold on. Fire on the motherfucking plate, man. Nightmare not locked in, Dre.
They're not locked in with Shawty.
That black car gonna whoop Nightmare ass on them 275.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
What you want lock in? You gonna be a trap? What you want lock in? Lock in right now. What the fuck you want lock in? Let your money talk for you. What you want to lock in? And we're gonna have a VP man. What the fuck you want lock in? Any amount you want to lock in. Any motherfucking amount of money you want to lock in.
I'll bet you a lot of
this
motherfucking
thing will
whip your ass.
Any amount of money you
want to
lock in
right now. Hey, when they get ready to race, you damn fool, I'll bet you $100 that Mustang will get across your ass.
No, we ain't got the way to. It's a lot. We ain't got the way. It's locked in right now.
Hey, you know what I'm
saying?
That's
what you want to do.
You don't make me do nothing, motherfucker. I say when they race.
Oh man, I say when they race, motherfucker.
I'm gonna bet you $100
you lose.
Y'all gonna lose.
Oh, man, I'm gonna lock in now. Let my money talk. Let's lock in now, nigga. Lock the money in now. Lock it in.
Man, sit your ass down, man.
Fuck you, y'all,
guys.
You ain't talking about shit, man.
Right now. I lock in with you right now.
Who is this?
Lock the water.
Lock it in.
And when they get ready to do it, and they were ready to do it, I'm going to catch your motherfucking ass on that. I'll bet you 100 y'all lose.
Oh, man, you talking about when they give it. Okay, see me in.
Yeah. When I see you, they get ready to do it.
I'm going to
bet you
100
y'all lose.
Shot is not locked in with him. He locked in with Corn.
Oh, he locked in with Corn Fed?
Yeah, they locked in with Corn Fed.
Is that the way she's talking about Lil Ricky?
After you talking about locking in with Lil Rick?
Yeah, I'm talking about Corn Fed.
That's what
we're
talking about.
Too hard. That's the car you're talking about, Rick.
Hold on, Dre. Hold on.
Yeah. Hold on. You Rick don't know. We need to get this locked in straight. Kevin, I'm talking about car fit.
Hold on, man.
Okay.
Hold on, man.
All right. Okay.
Hey, where Alicat at? Alicat, you still on there?
We're
on it, Brandon. Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Here we go, man. Hey, I thought them boys like was running them goddamn boys with that slow mod.
Yeah, they running them. They with them. We got him, ma.
Yeah.
Ooh, we.
Hey, Bush.
Yeah.
Hey, Bush.
Yeah.
Yo, what was that y'all saying?
Oh, he running that too. If you trying to make that $200 locker with slick ass, he talking about car fed and nightmare. That's the car you talking about.
Oh no. Well, car fed might get away though.
No, I told him like he wanted a lot, and I told him they get ready to raise him a bit of $100. That car fed gonna whoop their ass anyway.
Yeah, I wanted to lock in with Charlotte. I know Charlotte's going to get away.
No. They ain't locked up with Charlotte. Charlotte locked up with that slow mark.
Oh, man. Who's Charlotte running?
That poor mark here, you know, that Chevelle head up off the trailer.
The real deal. That's what they call it, the real deal.
Say, what time that race before we go down? Yeah, that's what they call the real deal, that pro mark. Say, what time that race go down?
It is.
Okay.
They said it's a slow mod, man, because he's running a little 315 car, and it's not a pro mod.
Oh.
So that's how that came up.
Well, Tom and Dow say he don't know how the hell that came about, but hell. Sometimes you gotta pay it to want to be seen, so they want to be seen, so they gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
Can't be your mic been over, man. What is you talking about?
Yeah, I got some lights, man. I called OW, man. He hooked me up on them lights, man. I'm legal like a motherfucker.
Hey, can't be.
Yeah, you can't hear me?
And it's burning like a motherfucker.
KB.
Can't you hear me?
Yeah, you low though.
Yeah.
Me, but you low. Your mic been open.
Yeah, nigga. Better make sure my mic open. Nigga had me on her talking to you. I'm waiting on you, Bush, now. Where you at, man?
King,
come
you
on, man.
Man, I told you
that
light issue, man. I just got that light issue for about 30 minutes ago.
All right, I can't run down that goddamn road, that DOT. Man, DOT ain't worried about you, man. The way station closed, man. They're not worried about you, man. I don't look, man. Look, they're gonna get their little race in tomorrow, man. We're gonna get over there and get it in. We're gonna get all in. Man, I mean, we're gonna be all out there testing stuff.
Yeah.
All
right. And it's all weekend with. Well, we're pulling the moon this time.
Yeah, shit, man. By myself, man, goddamn.
They talking plenty of shit.
That's all right. It's gonna be worth it tomorrow, man.
Sure.
Yeah, we're gonna goddamn cut up tomorrow. We're gonna cut up like a motherfucker tomorrow, man. Couldn't quite make it tonight.
Bushell, bet it don't make the trip.
Bet. How much?
How much?
200?
How much?
Bet 200.
Huh? Oh, no, we got to do better than that. You got me for a
trip. No, bet 200.
Oh, we got to do better than that, baby. We got to do better than that.
Bet 500, nigga, make the trip. Sorry about that. Bet a ninja make the trip. Bet 500.
Nah, I just fucking with you, Bushnell. You know I'm fucking with you.
Man, we coming to run the jungle race, really, man. We ain't coming to do all that shit.
Hey, Slick, I'm going to say you're a stupid motherfucker. You might wear a mail that car tonight.
I just fucking with Bush, man.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, we coming ready, man. We coming with all that shit.
See, that's the difference between the Grudge Camp and Nightmare Camp. Y'all come to party and put shows and shit on. Motherfucker, we come to dance.
Yeah.
This is not what you understand me. The fact of the matter is this. We do it all. Shit, we like Dion. We like both. We do it all, baby. We not one dimensional. We can do it all.
Man, y'all been raising the same motherfucker in Dallas. I done been in Dallas and won 6 times at that motherfucker. Y'all been running the same motherfucker over there. The whole time I'm
money,
coming at Red Nova.
I don't even keep up with the motherfuckers. I'm just saying what I see when I come to Denton. Yeah, you know, he might be out there.
Oh, we were looking for him roaming in the jungle. He said that his car is broke right now. So yes, teammate,
they told me when the fight broke out, goddamn, they didn't find Slick over there in Arkansas.
Man, you're a damn man got with that bullshit. You man, look here. Okay, you can't find one motherfucker that gonna tell you that. Not one. I ain't say two. Can't find one. What you talking about?
I'm just telling you, man. I'm just telling you that goddamn football player was knocking motherfuckers in there, man, when he hit motherfuckers over there. Shit. Oh, I know.
Hey, tell me when that white boy hit you outside your motherfucking head, Dre ran to the bathroom.
That white boy, now, I'm going to stop you a goddamn lie. That white boy has some motherfucking bloody eyes, buck eyes fucking with me. You a motherfucking lie, damn fool. That white boy ain't do a motherfucking thing, but have me on the ground with them goddamn crocs. That white boy ain't do a goddamn thing, but got his motherfucking eyes purple fucking with me. He got his motherfucking eyes purple fucking with me, damn fool.
You play now, that white boy beat your ass. You a damn lie.
Yeah, he ain't do a goddamn thing. He ain't do a motherfucking thing.
That white boy beat your ass.
He got some motherfucking purple eyes fucking with me. That's what he got.
That white boy has no respect for you. That white boy has no respect for you. He beat your ass.
You just mad for that goddamn football player was knocking motherfuckers in the air with that, and you had ran between them trainers, motherfucker.
That white boy beat your ass. You went off and left the grudge, motherfucker. You went off and left the grudge. That white boy beat your ass. You went off and left the grudge, motherfucker.
You a motherfucking liar. You don't understand that damn fool. No, that's a goddamn lie.
Hey, nigga, they got your video running, fool. What the fuck you talking about? They got your video running with
you
fucking
your
motherfucking head, nigga.
Yeah,
you talking about?
Yeah, I ain't can't take no ass with me. He ain't the only one goddamn come fuck me, get some goddamn blue eyes. Somebody else put their goddamn hands, I'm gonna get him some blue eyes too. That's what I'm wrong with you.
Yeah, nigga crazy, man.
Oh, shit.
It's so
fucker?
boy, goddamn.
Yeah, man, this is shit. Ain't nobody got that, man. We finna get off here, shit.
Yeah, you might want to get off, man.
Yeah, we ain't finna sit on there all night, take up everybody Friday, man. So, I appreciate everybody calling, man. Y'all, everybody got everything here before we get up out of here, go here. It's Friday. I know motherfucker got shit to do, so, hey, but it is. You got anything you want to say on the cat, even though I know your ass ain't on there no more.
Nightmare
before they go. That's what I heard. Well, all right, fellas, man. I appreciate it. It's fun, everybody, but shit, we got to get out of here, man. I'll catch y'all next week at the mile for the south. Come on, all right, let them. All right. Appreciate you.
All right.